So make a sentence. 那么下面同学们造一个句子。熊猫是猫一样动物，产于亚洲。Pandas are large cat-like animals which are found in Asia. Cat-like, 猫一样的，这是一个合成形容词。那么狗一样的 dog-like, got it? 如果我们强调栩栩如生的，像真的一样 life-like, life, L-I-F-E, life-like. When reports came into London Zoo that a wild puma had been spotted 45 miles south of London. Maybe it is a little bit difficult for some students, particularly learners. 那么这句话可能对于部分同学，特别初学者来说难度稍大。Now let me reorganize the key structure. 我来重新组织这个结构。When reports that a wild puma had been spotted 45 miles south of London came into London Zoo. 所以同学们发现这里的 that 引导从句讲述了 reports 的基本内涵内容，所以它是 reports 的同位语。一般来讲，定语从句和同位语从句紧随在被修饰名词的后面，但为了保持句子平衡，我们也可以把谓语动词调至到从句之前。那么这样的话就避免了头重脚轻的一种感觉。所以当报告，什么样的报告呢？美洲狮已经在伦敦南部距离45英里处发现了一美洲狮，这个报告传到了伦敦动物园。 Some students cannot tell the difference between the two kinds of corpus. 我们有些同学对于这两种从句不是把握得很清楚。定语从句只是对于被修饰词的一个补充说明修饰，而同位语从句肯定是讲述了被修饰名词的内容。那我们在应用的时候，定语从句的引导词大家很熟悉，指人做主语 who， 做宾语 who 或 whom， 做定语 whose。那么表达事物既可以用 that 也可以用 which， 那么 that 也同时可用于指人。做时间状语的话 when， 地点状语 where， 原因状语 why。 而同位语从句我们要把握住一点，表达同这个，如果这个名词是在就是一个普通的事物，名词在句中做主语、宾语等等，那我们这个关联词应该使用的是 that， 关系词要使用的是 that， 而不应该是 which。 如果指代时间 when， 地点 where， 这是一致的。 Now please try to translate the following sentences. You should consider what we should use which or that. 那么请同学们翻译下面的语句，注意应该使用that 还是 which 呢？他想到了一个主意，那就是要以另外一种方式来做这项实验。In fact, we have got the information about the idea. 事实上，我们对于这个 idea 这个信息已经有所了解。那明显这是同位语从句。他想到了一个主意，就是要以另外一种方法做这个实验。 An idea came to her that she might do the experiment in another way. 那么我是套用本句型的句子结构，把谓语动词调置到从句之前来了。 An idea came to her that she might do the experiment in another way.好，再请同学们注意下一个表达方式。我不知道究竟发生了什么事儿。I have no idea. 我不知道 what has happened to him. 那么这一点同学们要掌握清楚。在定语从句当中，我们是没有 what 这个关系词的，但是 what 可以引导同位语从句。 我不知道该怎么做 I have no idea what we should do and so on. Okay, so please pay more attention to that. They were not taken seriously. They, 那么这个代词我们在进行上下文例句的时候要把握住它究竟指代的是什么，否则就会引起歧义。 They refer to reports, 这里的 they 显然是指代 reports。这些报告并没有受到人们很严肃的对待。 Take something seriously It means deal with something seriously 表示认真的对待某事。 For example I always take your suggestions seriously I always take your suggestions seriously 对你的建议我始终认真对待的。那么本科采用了被动语态形式结构 they 和上文的 reports 承上启下关系非常的自然而密切。如果想表达对某事草率处置 take something lightly L-I-G-H-T-L-Y 不要这样草率的处理你这项棘手的事情 Don't take theHot potato lightly. Don't take the hot potato lightly. Okay, now let's move back to line 4. 再次回到第四行。However, as the evidence began to accumulate, experts from the zoo felt obliged to investigate. However, 一个小小的连接词不要小瞧作用很大。它所表达的语义和上下文之间一定要注意上下文之间的关系，表示与所遇到的情况恰恰相反。 That is say, even though the reports were not taken seriously, the experts from the zoo felt obliged to investigate as the evidence began to accumulate. 那也就是说，虽然这些报告没有受到很严肃的对待，然而随着证据的积累，动物园的专家们觉得有必要进行调查研究了。所以 however 话锋一转，我们强调出了什么呢？ The reports were taken seriously at last. 那么这些报告最终还是受到了严肃的对待。 As the evidence began to accumulate as 随着证据的积累，在词汇当中我们学到了feel obliged to do 表示觉得有必要。 So it was necessary for the experts from the zoo to investigate. 对于动物园的专家们来讲，要调查这个事情是非常有必要的了。 Why? For the descriptions given by people who claim to have seen the puma were extraordinarily similar. 首先同学们要抓主干，The descriptions were extraordinarily similar. 那么这些描述是极其相似的，出奇的相似。 And the extraordinarily similar descriptions convinced the experts from the zoo that the animal was a puma. 那么大家知道这个极其相似的描述使得这些专家们相信这动物就是一美洲狮了。好，我们展开来讲讲这个句子的结构形式。The descriptions. Who gave the descriptions? People. Okay, descriptions given by people. 所以我们是采用了过去分词做定语修饰 descriptions. Next. 这位海员所讲的一个故事 The story told by the sailor.鲁迅所写的一本书 A book written by 鲁迅。同学们发现我们这里使用的是过去分词做定语。 By people who claimed to have seen the puma. Those who didn't spot the puma never claimed to have seen it. 那没有见到美洲狮的人也从来没有声称说见到过。所以这里 who 引导定语从句修饰 people， 那么这里的 who 指代 people， 声称曾经见到过美洲狮的人们，声称曾经做过某事 claim to have done something， 他声称曾经是这个大商店的一个经理。He claimed to have been the manager of the shop. Now, in the first paragraph, we should catch the key structure. Animals which are found in America. Descriptions given by people who claim to have seen the puma. Reports that a wild puma had been spotted.那也就是我们要重点突出如何用定语从句和同位语从句。那么所掌握的小小的短语 take something seriously, feel obliged to do, 声称曾经做过某事 claim to have done something. That is the first paragraph. In the second paragraph, the writer illustrates.How the experts hunt for the puma in detail. The hunt for the puma began in a small village where a woman picking blackberries saw a large cat only 5 yards away from her. So we know a woman saw the large cat-like animal in a small village and the hunt for the puma began.In it. 那么一位女士在这个小村庄里发现了这个美洲狮，所以这个猎捕行动也就在这个小村庄展开了。我们首先还是要把握定语从句的进一步运用。In a small village where a woman picking blackberries, let me say, a woman picking blackberries saw a large cat in the small village.所以同学们发现这里的 in a small village 在定语从句当中它做的是地点状语，所以我们要使用关系词 where. Now translate my sentence please. 我依旧还记得我学英语的那所学校。 I still remember the school where I studied English. And the puma was not far from her, only 5 yards away.那么这个美洲狮离它很近了，只有5码远的距离。It immediately ran away when she saw it. And experts confirmed that a puma will not attack human being unless it is cornered.